How to create a $1 million sales script that doesn't make you feel sleazy or salesy.
Welcome to the Everything Goes My Way podcast, where I share how to get more clients, increase sales, build a business that runs without you, and the many mistakes I've made on the journey. So hope you get value and subscribe.
So in 2017, I signed up for this program called Gym Launch. Now, some of you guys might know what Gym Launch is, some of you guys might not, but it's a gym mentorship. I owned a gym at the time, and it was headed by this individual named Alex Hormozi. Some of you guys might know who he is, some of you guys might not. But what made Gym Launch so valuable was that it was a end-to-end sales system. Everything from the moment that someone rose their hand and said, hey, I'm interested in your product, all the way to when they became a client, all the way to when you continue to resell them over and over again. Like, there was a process, there was a script. It was an end-to-end system. It was amazing. And so part of this equation was an irresistible offer. And so the irresistible offer that we got for our, as part of this Gym Launch program, was called a free 6-week challenge. What made this offer so irresistible is that prospects got to come into my gym and they got to do a 6-week challenge and they got the opportunity to earn that challenge for free. And so if they hit a specific weight loss goal or body fat goal at the end of the 6 weeks, they could take the money that they put down as a deposit, they could take that back and they could just walk away, or they could roll that money forward and they could continue to stay at my gym and become a member. And so this offer made it so once somebody heard about this program, the moment that they heard about it, from the moment they signed up, like, we condensed that trust to a very short amount of time, just because the offer was so good. It really put the client or the prospect at a huge advantage. And so that was the foundation of this Gym Launch system. But I said that again, there was a process, there was a script for everything. There was a lead nurture script. So once somebody actually gave us their contact information, their phone number, their email, and the first and last name, we had a process to get them into our gym for an actual sales appointment. So we were doing in-person sales. And so we had a text script to get them into the gym. We also, we would call them as well. And when we got them on the phone, we have a call script to get them set up for their in-person appointment. And then once they actually scheduled their appointment, we actually had reminder scripts as well to get them to actually show up for their appointments. And then once they were actually sitting down in front of us, we had what's called an initial sales script, where this was the words to say in order to get somebody who was a stranger to give us $500. And then after they signed up, then we had an upsell script. And so being in the fitness industry, our upsell was supplements. So then after we got them into a as a client, then we upsold them into supplements. So there was a script for that. And then once they were inside our 6-week challenge, there was a sale we did halfway through the 6 weeks, which we called the Abandoned Hope, the Abandoned Hope meeting. And at that point, we had a script for that meeting as well, that our goal was to get them to convert from just a 6-week challenge into a long-term membership. And at the very end of the 6 weeks, if they hadn't converted at that Abandoned Hope meeting, then we had a conversion script at the end of the 6 weeks to convert them into a long-term client after that. And so as you can see, there was lots of scripts. There was a process for every single piece of the equation. And the reason why this is so valuable is because when I initially signed up for Gym Launch, I signed up on a Saturday. And 4 days later, on a Wednesday, I did my first sale. Okay. And the only reason I was able to go so quickly is because there was a process. There was a system for everything. It was plug and play. I just had to, number one, I had to learn all the scripts. And so that's exactly what I did. I remember between Saturday and Wednesday, when I did my very first sale, I was practicing the initial sales script in my pickup on the way to the gym. I was practicing it in the shower. I was practicing while I was working out. I was listening to recordings of other people doing the presentation, doing the script while I was working out, while I was in the car as well. Like, I just found every opportunity I possibly could. Like, I was consuming the script. I was trying to learn it as fast as I possibly could. And so Ultimately, in 4 days, I was really going a lot on faith and a lot on belief. And I didn't know if the program actually worked. I didn't know if the sales script worked. I wasn't sure that if the results that I was promising were going to work. And this was all the first time I'd ever done any of this process. But I had to believe. And most importantly, I believed in myself that I could make it work. And if I spoke the words into existence, I could manifest it and make it become a reality. And so I remember sitting down with the very first prospect. I was so nervous and I was fumbling over my words, just trying to get it out. And this prospect's name was Abby. I remember her specifically. And I butchered the sale so bad. But she signed up. And she was the only one-on-one consultation I did that very first night. And then after that, I sat down with 20 more people and they were all group presentations. And so I had sales from 3 p.m. to 8 p.m. that Wednesday. And I did that every single day over the next 30 days. I sat down in front of lots of people and I learned by doing. I learned by doing. And so after those first 30 days, I sat down in front of 220 strangers, like face to face, belly to belly. Most of them in group settings. I hardly had enough time or space to do one-on-one just because my schedule was so full. And out of those 220 strangers I sat down with, well, I turned 105 of them into clients and what I consider friends as well. And I say official signups because I actually end up like getting like 135, 140 people to actually sign the contracts or that followed through with the program. These 105 people actually gave us money and actually followed through with the program. So it's a little bit less than 50% close rate, but that wasn't really the whole point. The real value was that I got a 30-day sales training bootcamp that I got paid for. And it was one of the most overwhelming and one of the craziest 30 days of my life. But I can tell you now, looking back on this, it was everything. It completely changed my life. And it made me go from sucking at sales to being halfway decent at sales. And so it was this selling framework that I use in my fitness center that I used to create my cleaning business scripts, my cleaning business sales system. And so when it comes to the cleaning business, we have a lead nurture process. Okay. And the lead nurture process, it starts the moment that someone raises their hand and says, "Hey, I'm interested in getting a cleaning." And so what happens is that someone puts information in and they get an automatic text from our Just Call CRM, which is the CRM that we use to send texts and do phone calls as well. And that automated text says something along the lines of, "Hey, whatever the first name is, I saw that you were interested in our services. Like, what are you looking for? Are you looking for a deep clean, a maintenance clean, or vacation clean, right?" And that's an automated text. And so it prompts them to respond back. And so this is the lead nurture script. And so the cool thing for all you guys who are on here watching this is that you get access to this lead nurture script. Once you get access to the slides, you click on this and you actually will see the script. And so from doing thousands and thousands of lead nurture prospects, I've developed a script that I pretty much know exactly what the person's going to say. If we say this, they're going to say this. If they're going to say that, then we'll say this back to them. And this basically allows us to schedule that appointment. So when we were doing the gym, it was in-person appointments, but now we're doing the cleaning business. We're doing phone sales. This is the script right through here. Okay. And so once we get them scheduled for a phone call, the next step is we actually go through the phone sales script. And so this phone sales script, I'll go through the framework of this a little later on, but the phone sales script is literally like the words to say in order to get a prospect who doesn't know who you are, who's never talked to you before, by the end of the call to commit to a cleaning and eventually to commit to becoming a reoccurring clean client. So after we go through the phone sale script, the whole point is, again, to schedule the clean. So they agree to the price, they agree to a day and a time, and then we actually put them on the schedule. And so after we have them on the schedule, the next step is actually to actually schedule that conversion call. So while we're on the initial call, we're scheduling the conversion call, because ultimately the conversion call is really what makes this whole business tick. It's the reason that we're able to spend money on advertising, and we're able to lose money on the marketing of getting a new client, is because we have clients who actually convert into long-term clients. And so one of the most important pieces is actually to schedule that conversion call on the initial sales call. And guess what? We have a conversion call script as well. So once they've done their very first cleaning, then we get them on a call and we convert them into a long-term client. And again, we have a script that we go through to convert them in either a once a week or a biweekly or every 4 week client. And so one of my favorite clients is a gal named Susan Bianchini. And so I see that my wife Katie is on here and Katie is on here as well. And so the reason why Susan Bianchini is one of my favorite clients is that I personally signed her up. I signed her up. She was the first or second client that we ever signed up. And probably about the third or fourth clean that we did, my wife was cleaning and Katie D was cleaning as well. And they tried to fire Susan Bianchini. And if my memory serves it properly, that they actually tried to fire her a couple times. And I refused to fire Susan Bianchini, because the reason they were trying to fire her, because her house was just really dirty. It was really hard to clean. It was pretty much a pain in the butt. But it was through Susan Bianchini that we got better at cleaning. We got better at communicating what we needed her to do as a client and what we were willing to do as a company as well. And Susan Bianchini is still a client with us today. And if you can see here on my screen, the reason why I love the cleaning business is that Susan Bianchini now, it's been a little over 2 years, again, one of our very first clients, she's now paid us almost $11,000. And so that is the reason why converting clients from just initial cleans and converting those initial sales into customers, into long-term clients, and develop relationships is the key to maximizing your business revenue, your profit, and ultimately for you serving your community. And so Susan Bianchini for me is the reason why that we're in the cleaning business, is because we turned a sale and we turned into a customer and somebody who is our biggest advocate. She's always commenting on our Facebook ads. She does 5-star reviews for us. She's constantly our biggest advocate, and just super grateful for her. And so this is why you're able to take a sale and you actually turn it into a customer. And that is what it's all about.
If you're a cleaning business owner or want to launch a cleaning business, I did a free masterclass on how to build a $1 million cleaning business, even if you have zero experience. So if you want to learn more, go to loganscleaningco.com to create your free account. Hope you enjoy it.